This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Don't tell me. We're about to go over a huge waterfall.
Yep.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Most likely.
Bring it on.
On WGR.
Booyah!
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back to it. Last week, we couldn't have our Sports Talk Saturday.
No, we couldn't because...
Why? What was happening?
Never-ending NFL draft coverage, I think, is what was landed on by the end.
You're dang right that's what that was. And that was the last time that you heard from
either
Derek Kramer or Joe Callie.
Mm-hmm.
Was during the draft.
Popping on and off, writing the articles. It was an exciting weekend, though.
I was
not
popping on or off.
No,
I'm pretty sure I was only away for 30 minutes. And, of course, in that 30 minutes that I was gone, the Browns took Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, you were eating lunch with me, and then you ran back
in. I'm like,
here.
I have to go back in there.
Into
now.
The fray. Yeah.
I had my lunch interrupted because someone finally did something about that player with what was going on with his weekend.
It's admirable, though. You put everything on the line. You came back in here, cut your lunch early.
Did not finish my food.
Did not finish your food.
And proceeded to be here until 6:30.
Yes, because we ended up standing around watching playoff hockey at the end of that.
Yes, we did.
And that was... Why?
Ripped to the Minnesota Wild.
Yes. Rest in pieces.
Why? Was because you were finishing your article.
Oh, yeah. I had to wait for the last interview. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Zach and I were like, we're not leaving you here by yourself.
Mm-hmm. And DJ TJ was wrapping stuff up,
too. We're walking out together.
Mm-hmm.
So, the draft happened last week. We will talk a lot about that, mostly because I loved everything about the whole weekend. Not just because I am a junkie, I do have a problem, but mostly because the Bills draft, they crushed it.
Yeah, phenomenal, and the grades reflect that, A-, B+. I would say I'm in the A- crowd, and I think there's good reason for that.
I think I'm in a solid A.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that in a bit. You had something on your mind, and it has been a while since we've done the opening band.
I think it's time.
And I think it's time to bring it back. It's a good time to crack it open because like it's a nice little preview to the off season and how it's going to be the dog days and – you got to find different avenues to create conversation. I do like that you did this. Like, this was the topic because I was walking around just trying to kill some time before I went to go see Thunderbolts.
Yes.
On Thursday. And in one of the stores, people were talking about this topic, and I stopped and chimed my 2 cents in.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You're gonna have to let us know.
So it's even funnier.
Yeah. So I don't really know how to sugarcoat this. 100 men versus a gorilla has been the talking point of the week. Both the national media has even spoken about it. They've taken time out of the day to try and figure out what would happen if you pin 100 men, grown men.
Random
grown men. Athletic, non-athletic, like you're just whatever. Like you're putting a survey out there, essentially.
You have been picked.
Yes, been selected. I saw a tweet. You've been selected number 4 overall in the 100 men versus a gorilla draft. But yeah, so fighting a gorilla, could 100 men overtake one gorilla?
If the gorilla's in a fighting mood, no. No.
I don't think so. I think the 100 men are.
I'll say it. No.
Yeah. There's no way.
Hilariously, no. As a matter of fact, this is what's wrong with this country.
I'm looking it up
right
now.
The confidence that you could have that 100 common people or random people could take down a gorilla fighting at full strength is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be a country, a proper country.
Yeah.
And we can't figure out that gorillas are A, dangerous, B, stupid, strong, C, could probably take a punch. Because also, it's unarmed combat.
Bare knuckle fighting. That's it. No weapons.
No, you can't do it. You can't do
it. It's going to bite you, too. I think everyone's forgetting about that. The bite force of a gorilla. 1,300 PSI. Yes, I have the stats in front of me.
You have stats?
Mm-hmm.
You have stats. I love that you have stats. You got to have stats if you're going to back up the arguments. Welcome to a sports station.
Gorillas are significantly stronger than humans, as we know. Estimated to be 4 to 10 times stronger.
But there's 100 of them, so that means that 100 is more than 10, right?
If that thing just starts spinning people off of it.
You're going to get fight or flight from half the people,
mm-hmm.
and half of them are going to flight.
Yeah. Yeah. Gorillas also have faster twitch muscle fibers, if you're wondering.
Also, they're just stockier. They could probably take a punch better.
Their bones also are a lot thicker than a human, so they can actually just inflict more damage.
They'll take one of the 100 and start beating you the rest of the 100 with that one person. So you have unarmed combat. The gorilla does not.
Right. Right.
The weapon is one of your other 99 people.
Everyone's saying the gorilla in 5.
Yes.
And yeah, in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Because there's no way. The fact that this was a talking point is mildly concerning as a general population to me.
That's what's wrong with the world.
Do we not know? Do we not respect our boundaries?
We don't respect our...
Oh, no. I don't want this to go that way.
No. I'm just trying to think of the right way to say it.
No, I know.
Do we not remember things that we're taught in school?
Harambe?
Not even that. I'm just talking about, like, did you pay attention in science class at all? Ever. Animal is stupid strong.
We always end up down the science road.
It's like,
because I mentioned the moon quote, shoot for the moon, even if you miss, you land amongst the stars. And then that got everything spiraling out of control a couple weeks ago.
That was a while ago now.
Was it?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a minute.
Time just condenses at this point when the Bills season's over and the Sabres just get to the finish line and get close.
And we're talking about the draft and only the draft?
Yeah. So every draft, mock draft, it's all one memory for me.
But, yeah, just to close out this last bit, like someone, so I was walking into a shmame shop.
Okay.
And one of the people working there was like, oh, yeah, I'll totally be the one to deliver some sweet chin music to the gorilla and then get brutally annihilated after that. I'm like, you know what? At least you acknowledged that you might have the gall to try it and then know that you would immediately get stomped.
That's pretty respectable.
That's respectable. Knowing that you're dumb enough, but that you will lose immediately.
Charles Barkley was talking about it, and he said he'd beat the gorilla.
Well, hang on. Charles Barkley...
At his current age?
No. Charles Barkley, at his current age, you're absolutely right about it. Charles Barkley has a well-deserved confidence in his life.
Oh, I know that.
That he can say that.
Mm-hmm.
He would be wrong.
One punch to the gut by that gorilla.
Or does he know that he was going to get the people talking?
He probably
knew. Come on.
It.
Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley is charismatic as hell.
Yeah. Chuck, as everybody calls him when they make fun of him.
The man knows how to create conversation and have fun doing it. So he absolutely would say that and not be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like I believe that I don't have to believe him. He is doing his job as an entertainer at that point, and I know it.
It's been quite a week in the sports landscape with that. ESPN's had all the headlines. Stephen A. Smith on General Hospital as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. We had the headlines for a day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And ESPN had our headline.
Our station was the headline for a day. And you know what? That was what it was. I don't want to talk about that. I don't need to talk about that. I think everyone else did talk about it, and I don't need to anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was on every national show pretty much on ESPN.
I feel like it got a little too out of pocket, and I don't think that Jeremy and Joe deserved that.
No.
You mean Jerry and Joe?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
What a surprise. Nick Wright got it wrong.
Of course he did. I didn't know Nick Wright did anything on it.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to look at that.
That's why all throughout the rest of the week, Jeremy would start the tweet saying, it's the Jerry and Joe show.
Okay, I saw that.
Yeah.
I figured something happened. I didn't know it was Nick Wright, though.
The context is Nick Wright didn't have his facts.
Okay.
So what a shock that the guy who is a Buffalo villain managed to get the Buffalo thing, at least one thing about it, wrong.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
So the headlines of the week. The Jerry and Joe show. 100 Men versus the Gorilla. Stephen A. Smith is James Bond on General Hospital.
I love that.
A week. What a week it's been, and the Lakers lose. So that's all ESPN's covering outside of those three things.
Yeah, but why else would they cover anything else other than LeBron James?
What does this do to LeBron's legacy? As Ovi broke the record?
Yep.
And as McIlroy claimed the Masters?
Yep.
What does this do to LeBron's legacy?
What does it mean?
Do I care?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Why does anybody care?
Why does anyone care of what you're talking about there?
That might be a little foreshadow to the 1050 1150 segment.
I don't want to be the guy to say it like this, but I'm totally going to be the guy to say it like this. I need a cane when I say this. I don't watch ESPN anymore. And it is because they have a hard time talking about sports as sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, their headlines read, Stephen A. responds to.
Yeah.
It's like all about their journalists.
It's all about their staff.
Quotes.
I'm going to use staff.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about their staff, or it's about LeBron James, and that's it. Those are your stories.
Mm-hmm.
On ESPN, that's it. Until the football season happens, when inevitably the Dallas Cowboys show up at your front doorstep.
Yes. When Jerry Jones pays
you. They have a hard time talking about the actual success stories in the leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything then comes back to one man.
LeBron James.
LeBron. Even if it's a sport that doesn't have to do with him.
Right.
So I can't watch them anymore. I can't. I'll watch NFL Live because Mina Kimes and Dan Orlovsky actually know ball.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. That's the only one I'll pay attention to.
Dan gets ragged on quite a bit, which I don't like.
Dan gets ragged on other shows.
Mm-hmm.
When he's on NFL Live, it's because he has peers that respect the football talk.
Yeah. And he knows where the back of the end zone is, in case anyone's wondering.
That's not a coincidence, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. The rest of ESPN's programming is a joke now. It's hard to see the fall of a place that you watched as a child. But they've done that to themselves.
Yeah. Well, like, I made a joke about the General Hospital thing. They literally played the clip and talked about it for like 20 minutes.
First of all, if I was your coworker and you ended up on a soap opera, we would absolutely be talking
right.
about that.
Okay, I get that. I get that.
As a matter of fact, I have examples of this. You were in a play where you had to drain a bucket.
Yeah, right. There is an open.
And we absolutely talked about that for like 20 minutes.
There is an open.
That was an opening bant, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,000%, if a coworker of mine has something like that where they're in a soap opera or a play or something else of the sort, I am absolutely bringing that up. Because that's what friends do.
Mm-hmm.
So you better bet one of them there is like, oh, we got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a non-zero chance it's Stephen A. saying that. But that
we got to talk about this, guys.
But that doesn't mean that people would disagree.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
Because it's like, oh, I absolutely need to cheese you for this. Absolutely, we're talking about this. Because that's what you have to do.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting time of the season. Because ESPN does not like hockey for whatever reason. They just don't. The big shows don't
like
talking about it.
It's not that they don't.
They just don't know how to talk about it.
And it is, you do not have enough. Hockey has this problem.
Mm-hmm.
you don't have enough personalities on ESPN's staff. And when I say personalities, I mean personalities.
You only have Subban, realistically.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have journalists and actual writers. Can they present it in a way that will entertain?
Yeah, you don't have those 5-minute clips. Yeah.
Or those 2-minute clips. Or those, like, the shorts that you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough part. Hockey typically doesn't do that.
They need to look at inside the NBA as an example.
And I will say, inside the NHL does a good job with that.
Right, with Bissonnette and those guys, I guess.
I mean, you're forgetting greats like Henrik Lundqvist.
I know. Bissonnette's the one that stands out the most, though, because we've just clowned him for these egregious takes he's had.
Lundqvist is also too measured. Anson Carter does a great job. Like, but it is, it's hockey. Hockey typically is about respect.
Right.
It is. It's too respectful. There's a handshake line after every playoff series concludes. There's a handshake line. And in basketball, there is kind of the sort of same thing. Football, it's all about the players just congregate in the middle.
Baseball,
you just walk over to your own team.
Yeah, you do.
Forget those guys. Get out of here.
Baseball's got a charismatic cast, though, on their big flagship shows. Big Poppy, Jeter, A-Rod, like those guys, they know how to entertain. And they joke around with each other because it's the Yankees Red Sox of the 2000s, right? So it's like they have that. The NHL just needs a little bit more of that. And then I think they're there.
Hockey has... You punch someone in the face, you sit down for 5 minutes, and those people typically have a conversation that ends with, all right, eventually you get to good fight. Or, okay, we took care of business.
Yeah.
We can move on.
You take the tooth out of the pocket and hand it back to them.
Yeah.
On the way out, you're like, ah, here you go. You can have it back.
Yeah. So hockey has too much of a brotherhood problem.
Yeah. And an interesting GM, if you ask me. That kind of gets in the way of the sport at times, but not GM. Sorry. Bettman.
Commish.
Commish. That's what I meant. My bad.
But anyway, to wrap this whole nonsense portion up on this.
Just to get everyone warmed up for the...
Just to get us warmed up.
Yeah. Because it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Yes. Anyone that thinks they can beat a gorilla as part of 100... You're wrong.
Why don't you go try it? That would be my
suggestion. No.
If you're so certain,
we don't want to promote anyone being injured. We don't need to do that. Mm. We don't need to encourage people to do that.
WGR does not condone fighting a silverback gorilla.
No,
just a quick.
Do not. Just like the pit, you're wrong. Do not try that. Do not try that at home, away from home, anywhere, because you will lose, and it will not be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go the way you think it is.
No, not really.
Ever. So, back to the draft, though. Mm-hmm. That was something we were doing last week, and it's something that I do want to go into depth about in the next hour.
We have a whole hour for it.
We have a whole hour for it, but it's also going to be one of these things of, I could not get enough of what the Bills did with their draft class. And I guess this is me lying right now. I do hate that a lot of the topics for this week did not have to do with, initially, to start the week, the draft class. I did hate that it became more about us as a station and a position that they touched with a seventh round pick. I wanted it to be more about all this stuff, but the GM came in fiery and...
News is news. That's just how that happened.
That's pretty much how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting over here like, the Bills might have done it again by picking a corner in the sixth round that I think is going to be a starter in the league.
Right. I was joking around with my buddies earlier this week about that. I'm like, you know, it's similar to Benford and Elam. No, it is Benford and Elam. Like, it's the exact same.
It's not the exact same. It is something where...
Well, Hairston has more promise in the current system they play in.
Hairston looks like he's going to be brought in a little bit more properly with his development.
Yeah.
Versus what Elam had, which was trial by fire, kid. We need a corner that starts right now.
Yep, and you're primarily a man coverage player, but we play all zone under Sean McDermott.
Right.
So good luck.
At least with Babbage, they are incorporating more man.
Right, and Hairston plays a lot of zone. He's zone dominant, but
has the speed to play man.
Exactly, so he can play both. Elam didn't really do that well And that's just kind of how that went.
And he didn't do it that well to a point where he was getting scratched every other game.
Yeah. And then you couldn't put games together where you were warmed up, and then you get put in a big moment, and then you just fall flat on your
face.
The
man is a healthy scratch for six games and then has to go into the AFC Championship game. Have fun. Cover the Chiefs.
Good luck.
It's going to go that poorly. You can't ask that of anyone, really, let alone a man who struggles with your defensive concepts.
Yeah.
Not struggles, like he just can't. He could not.
He wasn't built for the Bills'
system. Proper.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he was too grabby. He couldn't execute the Bills' system. It's not that the concept eluded him. It's that he just could not execute it.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, you had to do that on you haven't played a football game in 2 months.
Yeah. I'm happy they got a return, at least something for him.
They did. And they used that return, as a matter of fact. They used that pick to help themselves move up into the fourth round.
Yep. Which, so, I'm glad they did. That was a good day three thing. Get up there early. And
the two trades with the Bears, if you put them together, it's actually a brilliant deal.
Yes.
You did a second to third pick swap, and you threw in a fifth. Oh, it was a second to third pick swap and a fourth and a fifth. Because effectively, that fourth rounder they originally had at the bottom of the round, they did move up with that pick.
Mm-hmm.
So that was given to the Bears along with the fifth. Because it was 109, the same pick that they traded away in the first trade. That's what they moved up to go get. So it was the same team twice.
Yeah.
So if you put the trade together, you gave a fourth, a fifth, and you swapped picks in the second to third round, and that was not a far slide.
Not at all.
To go up almost 20 spots.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 18.
They did. They were working the phones.
That's a good trade.
They were doing good. Again, you and I are in the same boat. I'm excited to talk about it because I think it's very, very positive.
Positive. It is fun to me, mostly because of the fact that I've seen the Bills defense let them down enough times that I want to see what this new core can do.
Mm-hmm. They got younger and faster.
They did. And it's also about, can you unlock the new core on defense? Because there's always going to be that. There's going to be players you have to add or take away from a core of a football team.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the opportunity, especially on the defensive side of the ball, to add mainstays for the rest of Josh Allen's Bills tenure.
Yeah, you haven't had that since Hyde and Poyer departed, along with White getting injured back-to-back, right? Those terrible injuries.
Say we get 7 more years of peak Josh Allen.
Peak, yes.
I need one of these kids that they just drafted to hit.
To be there with him.
To be there with them. I need a couple of them, honestly.
Yeah, that'd be nice to see them in the same, you know,
uniform.
For a long period of time.
For the rest of the Bills, Josh Allen window.
The window, yeah.
The Josh Allen window. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, not the Josh Allen window. The Josh Allen saga. I would like to see a couple of these draft picks remain with this team for the Josh Allen saga and its entirety.
Mm-hmm. I think you're already in episode 2 of the saga.
It's like it's a three-parter.
Yeah. And then you're going to push to where he's older, more reserved in the running, really focusing on pocket passing. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, like where his age is going to get to him. But I don't even want to talk about that right now. That's just kind of bringing the vibes down on a Saturday. But
yeah, we don't need to harsh the vibes on a Saturday.
No. That's but okay. I do think it is a three-parter, and we are in the beginning of part 2 still. So we got plenty of time. Plenty of runtime left in the saga.
We have plenty of runtime left on that saga, but that's not what we're going to do next. What we are going to do next is, well, the Buffalo Bandits played in the NLL semifinals last night. They won convincingly. And
a cruise to 9-3 victory.
9-3 victory, and they are also still going strong. What are we going to do? We're going to talk with Dave Buchanan coming up next here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, this is Sports Talk Saturday, returning to your airwaves here on WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
.720 counting, second quarter. Buffalo with a 3-1 lead. From the corner is Ian McKay. Looking, tipping it back over to Buchanan. Now McKay scores!
Welcome back. Sports Talk Saturday. The Bandits, last night, 9-3 victory over Vancouver. Game two, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. in Vancouver. A little bit of a late little road trip there for them in their second playoff series. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, joined now by Dave Buchanan on the Wester Hotline to get all the information on this win and what to look forward to next for the Bandits. So, Dave, thank you for taking time out of your weekend. I know it's a busy one with the playoff series, for coming on with us.
Derek, Joe, it's good to talk to you fellas. Luckily for you guys, I'm probably the only member of the Bandits organization not on a flight to Vancouver today.
Whew, not on the red-eye flight. You got to at least count the blessings where they are, though I would imagine you would probably prefer to be out there on the road, right, Bukes?
It would be nice. It's the first playoff game I'm not going to be at since the 2019 finals in Calgary. Which is understandable, but we've lucked out the last 3 years. This semifinal round has been against Toronto, so, you know, it's a nice, easy drive to Hamilton. Not so much this year, but that's okay. I'll be enjoying from home.
As will all of us. Again, 9 p.m. face-off tomorrow night in Vancouver. But last night's game, the offense the week before in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, they didn't really get a lot going. It was a low-scoring game, the lowest-scoring game in NLL playoffs, if I'm not mistaken on that. And last night, scoring six goals in the first 15 minutes, cruising to a 9-3 victory, what really helped them get to that point? Anything you could see?
Going back to the San Diego game, I don't think there was anything wrong with the Bandits' offense, to be honest. Maybe there's a couple chances they could have buried, but honestly, I just thought that was just how the game played out. It was Chris Irigliari and Matt Vince playing out of their minds along with their defenses, and San Diego really pressuring the Bandits with a full court press. As soon as they stepped over that center line, they were on them. So I think that was just how the game played out. And you go back to what Dane Smith told Steve Bermel on our radio pregame show yesterday. Dane thought they had like three goals in the second half just with the chances they had, but obviously none of them did go in. So I don't think anything was wrong with the offense compared to San Diego to last night against Vancouver. Like I said, that's the style of the game. So the offense was, hit their chances. They also missed quite a few chances, especially in that first half. There was kind of a lot of missed passes that went over heads and such. But I really think Vancouver did a good job of kind of keeping Dane Smith and Josh Byrne in check as best as they could. And that took away a couple options we're used to seeing. I think, for one, it really limited the Dane Smith to Kyle Buchanan connection we saw so much this year with Dane getting tied up. He wasn't able to feed Kyle, who would slip through defenders. We didn't see any goals like that. But luckily, you had Ian McKay playing out of his mind and scoring five goals.
I was just going to bring up Ian McKay, as he is the one that is leading the Bandits right now throughout this postseason in goals with six. That ties him for second in points, as a matter of fact. Ian McKay, though, this has been going on all season. He has had a larger role offensively. What has been the growth of Ian McKay's game this year, Dave, that you've seen and that you've liked about what he's been able to contribute on the score sheet and in the goal column?
I wouldn't call it growth so much as just the change in role. I think people forget or don't know that Ian McKay was the leading scorer at Vermont University when he was playing field lacrosse in the NCAA. I think he still holds the school record or lost it recently. So Ian's a goal scorer. He's got a wicked fast shot. When he played in the PLL for the Chaos, he can rip 2-point goals at 111 miles an hour. He's got game. So luckily for him this year, and he's been begging for the last 2 years to be out the front door full time, and that is, play on offense the entire game and not play as many shifts on defense or in transition. There was some times this year where he kind of had to go back on defense due to injuries and such. But I think Ian just getting to be a part of the offense on a regular basis and helping out on that left side with Josh Byrne and Chris Colucci and Clay Scanlon, he just got to get turned loose. And because he is so talented, when they do cover up Josh and Dane really well, Ian can get left alone and do what he can do, whether it's whipping shots from the outside or just being like in the game against San Diego, just being Johnny on the spot with his good hands and scooping up rebounds and burying them.
Dave, of course, Matt Vince continues to be the timeless wonder at this point in net for Buffalo, and yet another masterclass last night against Vancouver. What does it mean to have such a steady safety blanket at the end of your defensive zone, knowing that this Bandits team can play as defensively sound, but also know that if there is a slip up, they have one of the best goalies in the NLL's history behind them to try to make sure that the door stays shut?
It's the magic that has made this five-season, six-year run possible, is having that last line of defense that is Matt Vince to make big saves. I think the last 2 years, this year and last year, it's not had to have been as much on Matt, with the fact that Buffalo has added like a Paul Dawson and drafted guys like Cam Weyers and Zach Belter to kind of bolster that back end with some big bodies that can help block shots and such. But he's just amazing, and he stays in incredible shape. And I think John Tavares said the other day he could play at least 48 if he wanted to match his jersey number. He just takes care of himself, and he's always on his game. He never likes to give up goals, not even practice. That's just what the type of competitor he is.
So, Dave, if the Bandits do take the series tomorrow night, they'll have some extended time off compared to other teams, or in the other series, if you will. Could this hurt them or help them if that's the case? Because they had bye weeks really early in the year, none as of late. Do you think this is that would be a big help for them, kind of get a rest week going into the next series?
Most definitely. That was one of the things that was said after the game, is like, let's get that win and come on Sunday and let's get that week off, because you got some guys that are, have gone through a war and they are beat up. Josh didn't seem to show it last night, but he still tweaked that lower body injury against San Diego last weekend. guys are just beat up from the season in general. And I've been continuing to say it, but there's just guys on this team that have played a lot of lacrosse in the last 3 years. Guys like Dane, Josh, Ian McKay, Steve Friolo, these guys that play in the NLL, go win a championship, but then go spend their summer playing in the PLL or playing MSL lacrosse up in Ontario and playing in world championships. I mean, there hasn't been a ton of off weeks for some of these guys over the last 3 years. So I think a week off at this point will help out big time. I don't think Russ is going to develop or anything. It'll be very good for them. And I think that is their goal to go win that game tomorrow and earn that and go and earn that week off before playing either Saskatchewan or Halifax.
Dave Buchanan joining us here on the West Hurra Hotline. Bandits winning 9-3 last night against Vancouver. Game two of that series tomorrow night in Vancouver. That's a 9 o'clock faceoff. Dave, looking at the other series there with Halifax and Saskatchewan, the Rush have been with Buffalo amongst the leaderboard on the standings all season. What are you seeing from that playoff series, which starts tonight? Who do you think ends up, if I can get a prediction out of you, between Halifax and Saskatchewan, who do you think is the most likely opponent that the Bandits will end up having to face if they were to advance?
That's a great question. I wish I had an off-the-cuff answer to tell you right away. I don't know who to mark as a favorite. Yes, Saskatchewan was the number two seed. They've got an incredible defense. They've got a great offense led by Robert Church. They've got a good goaltender, Frank Chiliano. But Halifax, I don't know, that team always scares me. Maybe it's just because it's the old Rochester team that used to eliminate Buffalo every year in the playoffs when they were on their three-peat run in the early 2010s. But, I mean, they have great stars on their offense with Randy Stotts and Clark Peterson, Thomas Hogarth, the legend Cody Jamison. They've got that incredible transition with guys like Ryan Tarasenko. They've got Jake Withers taking their face off. They've got a big defense. The only weakness, in my opinion, when it comes to the Halifax is goaltending. Drew Hutchison and Warren Hill are both good goaltenders, but they don't seem to steal games as much as some other goaltenders in the NLL, at least in my opinion. So, and with game one being in Halifax due to the travel issues with trying to go between Halifax and Saskatoon, with Halifax getting this first game, I think if Halifax wins tonight, I think they easily take this series next weekend, and it's a Buffalo-Halifax potentially rematch in the finals, which is just oozing with storylines because it is the last franchise to three-peat trying to stop this Bandits franchise from going on a three-peat.
Wow. Talk about a storyline.
That's why we've got Bukes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That I'm rooting for that matchup. That could be really interesting. So, Dave, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us, talk some Bandits, because, like you said, three-peat is on the line, and it's really exciting to watch, you know, KeyBank Center, Banditland come together in moments like these and just be absolutely electric like they have been all season.
Yeah, and if for some reason, you know, if Vancouver, in which they easily could even this series tomorrow, don't forget Game 3, a potential Game 3 is a week from today, May 10th, Saturday, May 10th at the KeyBank Center. You can pre-purchase your tickets for that now, I believe, and obviously as soon as the game is a final tomorrow, you can go purchase your tickets for that as well. Saturday, May 10th would be a potential Game 3 for this series.
Dave, I hope it doesn't come to that, but I do look forward to hopefully talking more with you as the playoffs come to their close.
Sounds good, guys. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Dave Buchanan
on the
with
West
the Buffalo
Hotline.
Bandits on the West Hur Hotline and
breaking it down for us. Listen, like I said, and like I've said a couple times, if you have not gone to a Bandits game, this is a perfect entry point. If you can go to a home playoff game.
I don't know about perfect anymore. Have you seen the ticket prices compared
to
last year?
No, I actually haven't looked at the ticket prices because I've been working the game. So
the NLL has to be happy. I will say that.
Yeah, because people in Buffalo are willing to pay a premium for the seats.
For a winning product.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
But that said, man, it'd be an interesting intro point for people.
I guess in terms of excitement-wise.
You got to think about it. If they win game two tomorrow night, the first time you get to try to look into them would be the NLL final.
Yeah, in the final. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's when I got introduced to
them. That is an interesting way to introduce someone to the sport, is the final.
So that's when I got introduced to the Bandits, years ago when they lost in the final.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the first one of those games. It was just the most electric thing. Because, again, I was never at the KeyBank Center when the Sabres were good, or HSBC, whatever it used
right.
to be. That was my first time in that arena with a lively crowd. So it was just...
Probably packed, too.
Yeah, it was sellout. There was no room. And people, random people freaking out. It felt like a Bills game in there. I never have experienced anything like it. That's, I guess, what I was getting at. Like, it would be, it's an interesting experience if you haven't experienced that.
But typically, so Buffalo has sold out 5 games this year. Last night, oddly enough, was not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed with attendance numbers with them, stop giving the Bandits Friday games.
The Friday nights don't work as well as the Saturday games.
They don't.
No.
And that's just natural. You know, Friday is still a work day.
Our own Trevor Howard was complaining about it earlier in the week.
In the newsroom.
He was fired up about the Friday game.
Fired up about another Friday game.
Yeah.
Back-to-back Fridays.
Yep. So,
because last weekend, it was a Friday game. How do I know that? Because I was salty that they didn't have a Saturday game.
Mm-hmm.
That said, the draft, here, not there.
Yeah, right.
I'm still knowing who Dorian Strong is when they took him in the 6th round.
Yes.
So, I was perfectly fine this year. But...
Yeah, the Friday games do kill attendance, unfortunately, but...
Not kill them, but just prevent a
sellout.
Is what I would say.
You have a lot of people who worked a long day, they don't want to go out, like stuff like that.
Or it's hard to, like, for example, if you're a family man, you got to get the kids all packed up, ready to go.
Right, it's not a weekend.
It's not something you can do on your terms. It's something that, like, you have to be done with work, get dinner, because you don't want to have to pay that much for concessions typically.
Nope.
For a family of like 4 or 5. And if you're bringing the kids with you.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times.
And if you're not, it's tougher.
Yeah, that's not the
case. So that would be probably the other portion of this. But again, I am interested to see if the Bandits can do it and actually hit a three-peat, because especially with the tidbit that Bukes just gave us.
Yeah, Halifax was the
Halifax
last
the franchise,
team to do that.
Formerly Rochester when they did this. Mm-hmm. Not the new iteration that did win 10 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, they fell in the first round as well. But the previous version of Rochester, they are this interesting franchise. They moved to Halifax. They don't know necessarily like how it's going to go. And they're still just as successful as they've been in the past.
Yeah. The league is expanding.
I do like that. And I do think that they just need to put themselves into places that know that they can be supported. And I think they've got that right now.
Even Vegas, they have it.
Well, welcome to like one of the only Vegas teams that doesn't know how to win games.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They won as many as the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah,
there's your picture for you.
Yeah.
So,
but they are plopping them in some large markets.
Yeah,
here and there. So,
I mean, obviously,
Philly,
Toronto being a mainstay, Colorado plays in the NHL arena.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Ottawa, Albany, who was last year's finalist. They missed the playoffs completely.
Yeah,
it just
Albany looked like a young and hot team. Not this season. They just kind of fizzled. But yeah, it's exciting that they are going for the three-peat, and I am rooting for that matchup now after that tidbit from Davey Cannon. So
I mean, you're cheering for it anyway. The matchup.
The matchup between the two, because I think that'd be storybook for that. Either way that goes, I think. If you're
Halifax
or Buffalo.
And Buffalo are your top two scoring teams in the league.
Yeah, it would make the most sense for them to end up in the final together.
Well, also, it's just those are your most dynamic.
Because
mm-hmm. Saskatchewan and Vancouver both, for the season, it was their goals against for the regular season in the 170s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely an interesting picture, the playoff picture. But we're going to have to talk with Dave Buchanan as the playoffs go. I think we're going to need to get more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And before we go, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Joe. Joe in Cincinnati, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hi, guys. So glad you guys are talking about the Bandits. You know, a little bit about the attendance. The ticket prices have gone up over mm-hmm. the years, and that's part of probably why the attendance wasn't great last night. But I'll tell you, I used to go when there were 7,000-8,000 people for a playoff game, and 14,000 still pretty good, and it's really loud. I'll tell you, the best Bandits game I've ever been to for attendance was that 2023 game when they won game three. It was super loud in there. The fan base has grown so much over the years. It's electric in there, and the Bandits are just, you know, it's a great product, and people enjoy it, and I'm glad it's getting the talk it deserves today, because think about it. They've won the last 2 years, but they've made it to the championship 3 years in a row and try to do it fourth. So hopefully they win tomorrow night and get to go back again.
Appreciate it, Joe. And
he's absolutely right. This would be the fourth year.
Also, if you look at NLL attendance, yeah, 14,000 for a playoff game is still very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So
Buffalo pulls very strong numbers in attendance no matter what day of the week.
Like, again, if you're the NLL, you're thrilled that Buffalo keeps doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Is really what this is.
They're helping to grow the sport exponentially. So,
all right, we got to take a break. Coming back, we got to point fun at some things, and
yes,
we'll see what we've got in the docket.
Yeah, you're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Calley, Derek Kramer, Evans on the board. This is WGR.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'm going to technically break a rule about this segment with the Booty Cheek of the Week.
Okay.
I'm going to something that was a week old. Does that have to do with the fact that, like, after the draft, I completely shut off all my sports for a little while?
Yeah, you had to take a step back.
I wanted to
It was taking over.
I wanted to take a step back. I was happy to take a step back, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine with it. And then, of course, hell on earth for the station happened, and I just, again, took a step back. I was like, nope, I don't care. I'm not getting into this.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it's this. The booty cheek of the week. Prank calls. There were too many of them. And part of it has to do with the real booty cheek of the week here. Jeff Ulbrich. Man, you didn't let the Jets stay there when you left there. Does come down for- Was that the ad version of the song, I'm going to guess? But, yeah, I mentioned the Jets, and of course everything goes off the rails because that's what the Jets do.
Yeah, no, as soon as you said Jets, that was it.
The Jets infection apparently stayed with Jeff Ulbrich because he left his computer open for his son to get the number of Shedeur Sanders, and I'm going to guess several other players. Because how do you end up getting players like Ash and Ginty, Abdul Carter?
The Bills, big names, yeah.
The big names had that happen as well. The Bills had one, though, as well, with Chase Lunt.
Five also, different prank calls.
Yeah. Like, come on. First of all, the internet was a mistake. Al Gore was wrong. We never should have had it. It ruined so much of our potential.
Al Gore was wrong.
Al Gore was wrong. Information superhighway, I think not. It's not like Al Gore invented it, but he's the one that like made that saying, the information superhighway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, could not have been more wrong. Get off my damn lawn attitude toward these kids making these calls.
Yeah.
But they're adults. No, no, no. They're still kids because they have the mentality of it. So I'm going to shake my cane at those kids.
Okay.
Those damn kids.
Yeah. I'm throwing.
But ultimately, Jeff Ulbrich for leaving his computer open.
Mm-hmm. We need to be better.
Ready?
Put a lock screen on it.
Do you know how much security training you have to have in jobs that involve your email or your internet, especially if you're a public-facing figure?
Right. Even us. We have three-factor authentication. We have to change our password every few months. Like, unbelievable amounts of security.
Ulbrich? You made things worse for every IT person in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that wrath will be passed to every single person that has to do anything with security ever. Internet security, internet literacy. It is a real thing. Jeff Ulbrich, booty cheek of the week.
I've got a little two-parter. I'll make it quick. I alluded to part one in the first segment. Stephen A. Smith and the ESPN First Take crew. Look, I'm sitting in a... I went golfing the other day just because to enjoy the 70-degree weather that came back after a 40-degree day. And I see the headline. Automatically, is LeBron's championship window closed? As soon as they lose.
Yes.
Yes. He's 40 years old.
I'm saying yes as to like... yeah.
Yeah, like yeah.
Of course this is happening.
And the headline is Los Angeles with two S's because they lost. And that's all they're talking about. And I get it. The NBA playoffs, sure, but we talked about it. There's NHL playoffs going on. There are other events in sports happening. They're focusing too much on one singular person. It always goes back to LeBron James. And Stephen A. Smith, for that little gaffe they had with each other, still loves to talk about him and a lot about him. So that's one thing. The other thing was a little earlier in the week. I don't know if you saw this. Bill Belichick's interview.
Right.
And just being asked completely normal questions, right, about how they met. And Jordan, his girlfriend, 19, 20-something years old, whatever, right around there, says, yeah, we're not going to be answering that. You've created more questions about the question by not answering that.
I would imagine if it was, as Belichick says, it's supposed to be an interview about the book that he was writing. That question shouldn't be in the interview.
Mm. I get what the interviewer was doing, though. Breaking the ice, just asking little questions to kind of...
The hostility doesn't need to be there, though.
No, it was way too hostile.
Yeah.
So I guess that's part two. So I got a twofer.
My other parting shot is the Ottawa Senators. Thanks for not letting memes be memes, jerks. We'll talk with Joe Yurden about the playoffs, and I'll bring that up a little bit more. In the 1 o'clock hour.
Yes.
What do we got coming up next?
NFL draft.
A lot of draft recap to do.
Can't wait. I'm excited. I've been waiting to get this stuff off my chest all week. So
let's do it then.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.